Leonard Bernstein, de quien el próximo 25 de agosto se cumplirán 100 años desde su nacimiento, fue profesor de música visitante en la Universidad Brandeis entre 1951 y 1956, y allí en 1952 fundó el Festival Creative Arts, para cuya primera edición dirigió su ópera Trouble in Tahiti, que escucharemos la semana próxima, y la versión en inglés que el pianista, compositor y amigo Mark Blitzstein preparó de la ópera de tres centavos de Kurt Weill, el compositor judío muerto en 1950. Esta obra, titulada en alemán Die Dreigroschenoper, es una pieza teatral en un prólogo y tres actos, con música del mencionado Weill y libreto en alemán de Bertolt Brecht, adaptación de una ópera de baladas del siglo XVIII inglés llamada La ópera del mendigo de John Gay y una crítica marxista del mundo capitalista, que se estrenó en 1928 en Berlín con Lotte Lenya como protagonista, esposa del compositor y solista también en la grabación que os traemos, en la que el citado Blitzstein actúa de narrador. Fue la obra más exitosa en Alemania hasta el ascenso del nazismo, cuando Brecht y Weill se vieron obligados a abandonar el país. La oiremos dirigida por Bernstein en 1952. Además de Lenya, las voces solistas corresponden a David Brooks, Joe Sullivan, David Thomas, Mary Christie, Anita Ellis y George Matthews. Arriba el telón.
About the neighborhood, debauchery had made the very houses old. Here, one early spring evening in 1870, you could hear a street singer recounting the exploits of one Macheath, head of the Five Points Gang, and our hero. Macheath was known to all who feared him as Mac the Knife. Here, then, is the police record of Mac the Knife.
The shark has pretty teeth, and he shows them pearly white. Just the jackknife has my keys here, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with a sea deer, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's my keys here? So there's not a trace of bread. On a sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body, someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone? Max and I, from a tugboat on the river, a cement bag dropping down. The cement's just for the weight, dear. Let your Mackie back in town. Louie Miller disappeared, dear, at the drawing out his cash. Have you noticed Mackie's clothing? Did our boy do something bad? Something shady was discovered with a knife wound of her thigh. As McKee strolled down a dark street, looking dreamy at the sky, hear about the awful fire, seven kids were burned to death in the crowd.
Jonathan Jeremiah Beecham runs a beggar's outfit store in the neighborhood of Five Points. He guarantees to make a beggar so pitiful looking by means of putty, makeup, costumes, artificial legs, and theatrical bruises and welts that passers-by will actually be willing to part with money. He is the pioneer of the organized charity racket. It is now the next morning, and Mr. Beecham is opening up his shop. One of his first duties is to clear the street, clear the store of the sleeping, snoring panhandlers. His method of waking them is simple. It is done with a well-placed boot.
Wake up, you dead godless, wake up. Come, open your sin. With greed running over your cup. Oh, not the day's blessings and lies. Tell him out, your own brother you love, and just your poor mother above. Above you is watching and yelling, get up and get out.
Now Mrs. Beecham appears and informs Beecham that Mr. Dapper, anonymous gentleman, their daughter Polly has been meeting, is none other than Mac the Knife, the gangster. And that he and Polly seem to be very interested in each other. This must be stopped at once. Mr. and Mrs. Beecham, comment on the antics of the young.
Instead of staying home in bed at night behaving,
they would love chasing up the alley with a sentimental ring.
We wander in the from Gunnagunnagunnagunna.
And Jimmy, he did his retreat.
And George called off with a fox in the eye.
But the army is just a piece.
Spreading all the time. They've all become.
Oh, you. Your child, oh, he was dear to you, but when the grocery doesn't she runs to find another fish. And running, he gets on your fish.
He knows it from the subway. He knows it from the subway. The world is big.
The very human rules, the world is beaten and the truth to be a flaw instead of law. Circumstances won't allow it to be a flaw instead of law.
Circumstances
won't allow it.
When nothing lasts
without
my love, and you can
shout
it in the park.
The world is beaten and the truth, and tell you, say, I tell the truth.
Polly rushes to the honeymoon stable to warn Max he must get out of town. And McKeith agrees things are a little too hot for him. He kisses Polly goodbye.
He will never come back again.
Come. On Green Street. The girls are all sure McKeith is by this time on the outskirts of town. But it is his regular Thursday, and he never misses a Thursday. Besides, it's raining. So here he is, banging on the table and yelling for his customary coffee. McKeith now recalls his old life with Jenny. As he sings, Jenny appears in the rear doorway with a cop, to whom she points out Max. The cop stays in the doorway and what?
Thank you. man who lets me fly.
Oh, I just ain't a family man.
We love you, and he commands to go.
Here, what a super cat.
is Talia Brown's daughter, and knows her way around the jail. So Max takes his place beside Lucy. The weeping Polly is dragged off by her mother. Surprisingly enough, Max finds his cell door open. It's out like a flash and over the wall. Tiger Brown sends out the alarm to recapture McKee. And now McKee, somewhere at large, and Mrs. Peachum in her shop, have a few thoughts in common.
Now those among you who apply teaching, teachers who renounce the major sin, should know before you do your heavy preaching, our middle's empty, there it all begins. Vices and our abstinence are dear to you, so learn the simple truths from this our song. Wherever you aspire, whatever you may do, first be the face, and then talk right and wrong. For even honest folk may act like sinners, unless they've had their customary dinner.
Being useless, driving me nuts. you play it very smart and travel with the plan. And then you try another plan, you still land on your can. Useless is useless, our kind of life's too rough. Take it from me, it's useless, you're never smart enough. Then run to find your luck, but luck is running too. You think you're running after luck, it's right there back of you. Useless is useless, running after luck too. And all the world is high. Your neighbor is so proud, you're an angel in disguise. Useless and useless, for you need to go now. Take it from me, it's useless, you never be enough.
Stop to witness an even more interesting ceremony, the hanging of McKeith. While we wait for the hanging, Jenny has a comment to make to the accompaniment of a barrel organ.
Remember why those son of mine, recall his history. He was the wisest man on earth, and so he cursed the day of his birth. He knew that all is vanity. So none but one has followed. Now most of us might agree we are much better off than he. His brains is what they put him on the spot. I thought that brains were good. Guess not. Remember Julius Caesar's fame. Recall his destiny. He was a dog, I grant you, but his best friend cast him off in cold blood, and all because of the money. He screamed a root, et tu, your brute. And the dog of an enemy, all shoved him in a deep freeze. His high position put him on a spot. Is it worth it to be that dog? Guess not. Cassandra was a clairvoyant, read her own tongue so true. She looked at her hand and her face went gray, for sorrow to the day when she passed away. Prevented though she could not do. Sitting in her room, staring at her doom. Now the rest of us are full of life, with an innocent and happy mind. It was her power put her on the spot. So now, do you wanna tell fortunes or not? Into the fire and our machine, led from the frying pan. Why he was tough and used his strength, he remained the pride of wind and fence. Was every chip in promised man. Then the poor dog went soft as soap, for forgotten, let's stop the past. Don't feel it, ain't got it fast. He's very hard, he put him on the spot. I'm thinking about before me.
From the grave, and they don't you let it come to pass. Beware your daughter, down on him as well. Get off your axe, burn the highest cost, and tell him anything to be his cause. Come on and run your face, the time is short. He still has teeth to use, he still has claws. Don't let him rot eternally in hell. Smile to ease your burden, nor rail against us now you see us broken, nor take revenge upon us like the law. Not all of us treat virtue with such awe. Oh, brother, being light of heart be shaken. Oh, brothers, make our faith our lesson be, and beg of God that he will pardon me. The real rainbow washes out and washes clean, and wash the bitter flesh we love to wear. And those who grab too much and greedy still shall have their eyes by ravens plucked between. And ever are we still upon the gallows, but sway this way and that as though in pride, all packed away by birds on every side. Like rotten apples lying by the world. Oh, brothers, make our faith a warning be, and beg of God that he will pardon me. And luscious girls who flaunt their flesh before the eyes of easy yeomen, another
Thank you. walk slowly up to the gallows. Christendom, no one gets anything for free. But lest you feel we may have ganged up on him for this execution, it seems McKeith will not be hanged, because we have devised a pleasantly different solution. At least within this opera's world, you find that mercy just for once in here. And so to prove we wish you peace of mind, the mayor's messenger riding now appears.
Another kick in the pants. So pursue, but not.